Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's where we find the man, the myth, the legend, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Steelers Super Bowl champ, a part of elite defenses here in Pittsburgh that brought Lombardi's back to this area, and taking on a team Sunday night, the Green Bay Packers, that are right in the mix, number one seed in the NFC. Aaron Rodgers' former team, B-Mac, that's obviously been the big conversation piece today and throughout the week, but you're a defensive guy, and I'm guessing you were sick to your stomach watching this defense against Cincinnati Thursday night. What was the most disturbing part of that game for you?
Well, let's say me being sick to my stomach is correct, but I'm not as sick as you, because you put a bet on the line that you informed me about if the Steelers were to lose.
Yep.
And partly because of the lack of defensive effort, they lost. You got to get both nipples pierced, or is it just one?
Yeah, and guess what? I left out a key part of it. No numbing agents.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yep. Nothing to ease the pain.
Well, you might, I don't know, if you partake in, herbal products, but you might need to be high as possible.
I think it would make me too paranoid, B-Mac. I think it would actually be worse if I did that, speaking from personal experience.
Oh, man. Hey, man, this is going to be, you know what, you're a man of your word, Tony. You're a stand-up guy, so I appreciate you living up to
and all the money we're taking in from it's going to go to breast cancer awareness. How about that?
Oh, man, that's a dope cause, man. You know what? Better you than me, but I appreciate you being a stand-up guy. But to answer your question, I guess the most discouraging part was the inability of for the Steelers defense to get a stop. Like, just once, a stop, because the offense was rolling. And you know what? I felt like when Pat scored that touchdown, I felt like he scored too fast. And
are you one of these guys that wanted him to go down? Because that's what Ben said.
I don't want him to go down.
Yeah.
I want him to score, but it felt like we couldn't get any stops.
Right.
It felt like we couldn't get any stops, and I felt like...
Think about how embarrassing that is for their defense. I didn't trust them to get a stop, so maybe he should have slid on that play and scored.
That's just how the flow of the game was.
I agree.
It's hard to not take a touchdown when you got a chance to take a touchdown.
Yep.
So it is what it is. Unfortunately, we just defensively, man, it kind of reverted back to what we saw week one against the Jets, where nothing can go right. And, you know, Joe Flacco was cooking. Chase Brown was cooking. You know, it was the wrong time to have a bad performance defensively in that moment. The wrong time.
You know, secondary play. What's going on with their corners?
I think, you know, just from afar, it looks like there's communication issues.
Oh, still.
That's one. And secondly, you have so many moving pieces. You know, sometimes you have, you know, Jalen playing outside. Sometimes you have Jalen playing inside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have, you know, Slay playing inside. Sometimes you have him playing outside. I think when you have so many moving parts, it's hard for any individual to kind of get in a groove and get comfortable because you're oftentimes moving in and out. You look at, you know, prior to that Cincinnati Bengals game, you already knew exactly where everyone was lining up because that's what we saw. You know, Jalen was always going to be the inside guy, especially in sub packages where you have three corners. And Joey and Darius, even before Joey Porter Jr. was healthy, you know, we had, I think it's, Nichols. Echols as the outside corner. But outside corners were Echols and Slay with Jalen inside. Cincinnati, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was a matchup issue or what, but you have so many guys moving around.
Well, they wanted Ramsey, I think, to follow Chase is probably what messed with that.
So that's the thing. When you have Ramsey following Chase, Chase lines up inside.
Everywhere.
He lines up at the X, at the Z. Yes, he's everywhere. So it's hard to kind of put guys in different positions. And you remember what I said in the beginning of the season, once the season kicked off, you mm-hmm. said, who would probably line up where? And I said, well, I visualize Jalen being the inside because he has the only experience of playing inside when you look at Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. and Darius Slay. Darius Slay, throughout his career, he's always been an outside guy. So now you're asking a guy to go inside, which is very, very difficult, especially if you're not accustomed to doing that, to play inside corner, and it can be tough. You're not used to it.
Would you think about making Ramsey more of your safety and having the other guys line up at corner? And stop the moving part business?
No, I wouldn't say that because Ramsey can do so much as a nickel. Let's go back to the Cleveland Browns game.
Yep.
Right now, different offense, clearly not the same quarterback or wide receiver production.
Mm-hmm.
But look how influential Ramsey was.
I thought he was the best player in the game that game.
Yes, and he was working primarily from the inside.
Yep.
Primarily from the inside. His ability to tackle, he's one of the best tackling corners in the National Football League. He's physical. He don't mind mixing it up. And then they utilize him in the blitz concept, which he was very, very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the matchups when you're playing against a Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, man, find another matchup. Because look at it like this. Years past when we played against Cincinnati, when we didn't have Jalen Ramsey, when we had the other corners, it was never a matchup issue. We've always played fairly well against them, but just when you have so many moving pieces, Pony, it's hard. So I would keep Jalen inside, me personally.
One of the things, because look, I'm still pissed about this game because I'm going to have pierced nipples because of it, so how could you blame me? But I also think it hurt the Steelers because now the Ravens and Bengals feel like they've got life in the division and Lamar's coming back this weekend and you've got a tough game against Green Bay. One more thing on the Cincinnati game that's still driving me crazy. Herbig barely played, so the guy that leads your team in sacks was forgotten about. Mike Tomlin said, stay tuned, he'll play more. Okay, I hope he plays more, but that doesn't fix what happened in the Cincinnati game. And here's the thing that drove me nuts yesterday, B-Mac. Terrell Austin comes out and talks and says, yeah, we didn't have Herbig on the field when we were up one in the two-minute drill because we thought Cincinnati was still going to run the ball. They got to go 40 yards to get into field goal range. There's only 2 minutes left. I know they always obsess about stopping the run, but are you really that nervous about stopping the run with 2 minutes left when they're at their own 30 that your best pass rusher this season is on the sidelines? Try to make sense of that one for me, please.
Not only is he your best pass rusher, he's one of your best playmakers in your defense in totality.
Yeah.
Like
he played 20 snaps.
He has a natural ability to get home in the pocket of the quarterback, man. He's amazing. I was a bit surprised when I watched the game, in flow of the game watching. I was like, where's 51? And I understand Highsmith was back, and, you know, he is still the starter. But once upon a time, you know, Mike Tomlin used to emphasize rolling with the hot thing. You know, the hot hand, he's going to keep rolling with the hot hand. We've seen that in years past throughout his tenure there as the head coach with the Steelers. And Herbert has been the hot thing. He leaves us in sack, not playing a full
season. He's got as many pressures as Micah Parsons, and he's played in two fewer games than the guy.
That's
Think
what
about
I'm
that.
Saying. And not always being a full-time starter. So he's the hot thing on our defense. And, yeah, it was confusing for me. And hearing that makes it even more confusing. And that was a game, I understand it's over. Like you said, you have an upcoming game you got to get ready for.
Yep.
But that was a game you're supposed to win. But because you didn't, the window of opportunity is open for every other team in our division. And they feel like they got a chance, especially the Baltimore Ravens.
B-Mac, the run defense has been horrible in 3 out of 6 games. That's 50% of the games. They let Chase Brown go for almost 10 yards a carry. Now you've got Josh Jacobs Sunday. He has scored at least 2 touchdowns in the last 3 games. I mean, do you have confidence in the Steelers' ability to stop Green Bay's run game? in this matchup?
I'm confident that they can do a better job than what they did not do last week. Now, the thing about Green Bay, I love Josh Jacobs, man. I had him on my fantasy team last year. He is a beast, right? Yeah, I didn't get a chance to draft him. I'm pissed off about that, but I had him last year.
B-Mac, I'm in 33 leagues, by the way.
Yeah, you deserve to get your nipples pierced.
For that,
yeah.
B-Mac?
Yeah, you deserve. You say 33 leagues.
Yeah. B-Mac, I was letting him cook on all those Bengals questions and sitting back here, but yeah, 33 leagues is not why I would tell him to get his nipples
down
pierced.
From 37.
It's a sickness. Yeah, that's a sickness.
Yeah, you're a sick man, Pony. You deserve to get your nipples pierced with no numbing cream. 33 leagues, that's too much pressure and too much stress. I ain't got time for that. You're playing against your own self, Pony.
Oh, I'm spread out everywhere. You're right. There's all kinds of conflicts of interest.
B-Mac, we have a team that's won our work league because I have to run the work league, and Pony will be sitting there with me and Donnie drafting a team, and we look at him and he's not paying attention. It's because he's got four drafts going on simultaneous to that one.
That is true.
My goodness, Pony. You're a sick man. You know that. But you love ball. I appreciate the love that you have.
All right,
ball,
so Jacobs is a problem, is what you're saying.
He is, but Arizona had success against Green Bay.
They did.
If it wasn't because of Micah Parsons last week against the Cardinals, Arizona would have won that ball game. So, yes, they're a good team. They run the football well, but you can slow them down, and that's all the Steelers need to do. Slow down the running game. I don't expect for them to efface the running game out of the equation, but slow them down and get timely stops. And, oh, by the way, Jordan Love hasn't really been lovely this year. He's been making plays here or there, but he hasn't really been making the high-level plays that many people think he should be making. So there's a window of opportunity.
B-Mac,
our defense has to be better. That's it. That's the moral of the story, and I do believe they will be.
B-Mac, I always feel like when I watch the Steelers' defense, there are certain times where if they're not getting turnovers, they're not just going to bow their backs like the 2000 Ravens and look like you just can't do anything on us. They want to make splash plays, and I feel like Jordan Love does have a little of that Brett Favre YOLO ball in him from time to time. He'll throw off the back foot. He'll just kind of chuck
all
it once in a while.
All the time.
So
yes.
Would you be like, I mean, is this a game where you look at it and say they should be able to pick off Jordan Love at least once? Because it feels like this. I'm going to try to put it in these terms, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. When I watch him, I feel like it would be fun for him to be my favorite team's quarterback, but also infuriating. And as a viewer, I'm amazed that more of his passes do not end in disaster than actually do.
It's the boom or bust syndrome, right? Either he's on or he's off. And to answer your question, this should be a very, very opportunistic game, because I think we can put pressure on him. I think we can put pressure on him. If we get pressure on him, he's going to throw the football when he's not ready to, and oftentimes that leads to turnovers, and we need to. I think the sense of urgency, because of how poorly the defense played last week, is going to be there from start to finish, and it has to. You're four and two
yep.
Right now, and you lost to a horrible team. You should come out guns a blazing. It shouldn't be no lackluster effort from start to finish, and that's what I'm thinking. But to your point about Josh Jacobs, he's a beast, but you can slow him down. Jordan Love, ultra talented individual, but he's a boom and bust type guy when you look at some of the great things he's done and some of the questionable things he's done. If a Pittsburgh man, you got to treat this like it's a game seven. Honestly, you start looking at playoff seeding right now, you know, and you don't want to be a team that's surviving. You want to be a team that's thriving.
They don't have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins like that level of dude, but they got about 8 million wide receivers that he's comfortable throwing
and
the
tight
ball
ends.
To. Yeah, they got, as Mike Tomlin would say, if I were Mike T, they've got an impressive collection of eligibles is probably how he would phrase it. So how much pause does that group give you? Because there's just, it's kind of weird. There's not like an alpha dog dude who you know Love's going to look for if they've got a 3rd-and-7 and they need it late in the fourth quarter, but there's about 5 different guys he could throw to.
All of them are very, very athletic, quick, speedsters, especially with Matthew Golden. And don't forget about Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft has been playing really good football as well. He's becoming a favorite of Jordan Love, especially
he's
in the
second
red zone.
In the NFL in yards after catch. How about that?
That's
for
what
a
I'm
stat?
Trying to tell you. Yes. Tucker Kraft, man. Tucker Kraft can go. So there's an arsenal of weaponry he has. And for Pittsburgh, you can't really key on one guy. But I love it, because now you don't have to have these matchups that you're trying to follow all the time.
Good
like
point.
We saw last week. I love the fact that they have different options. So now Jalen can be inside. You got Slade. You got Porter outside. And let's go ahead and do what we're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Following around and trying to get this guy sometimes messes up the chemistry, as what we saw last week against Cincinnati.
What would you tell Porter Jr. about the penalties, about the grabbiness?
Keep fighting. Keep fighting, and that's just the nature of the beast when you play cornerback, man. You know, offensive guys will get the calls. How many times have you seen that when you're like, wait a minute, that's not a penalty? So don't allow them to take the aggressiveness out of your game, man. Keep fighting. And as coaches, we got to keep lobbying to these referees, man, when you get a chance to. All right, man, that wasn't a call. You know what I used to do when I was playing during pregame warm-ups? Anytime the referees would come walk down our line while we're in the stretch line, I'll walk up to number 54. I don't even know him personally, but I would act like I know him. Hey, Mr. Ref, man, how you doing, sir? Man, it's good to see you again, man. How the family doing? I don't even know if he has a family, but I assume as an adult he has a family. Everyone's good? Oh, man, it's good to see you, man. You've been doing a great job, man. Hey, man, watch out for number 87, man. Sometimes, you know, he might give you a little shoulder push. I know y'all might not see, but I'm just giving you a heads up, man. I just want to talk to you.
That's great.
He's like, I'm excited, man. I appreciate that, man. It's always good to see you as well. Now, guess what I just did? I got him on my soft side. So now in the third quarter, it might be a questionable decision, and you guys know how it is. It's favoritism in everything we do in life. Indirectly, right?
Yep,
it is.
Yep.
You might say, you know what? Man, that was a penalty on the right receiver. I'm gonna throw my bone.
B-Mac, wow. You know what I would tell Porter? I'd make sure that he was wearing white gloves because the Packers are wearing white uniforms, and I would make sure his gloves were color-coded to match. I'm not even actually kidding about this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Even though it sounds like I am, I would make sure that his gloves were color-coded to match whatever the other team was wearing that day.
And that makes a lot of sense because I'm so happy they're wearing them white uniforms because I know we won our throwbacks and shots out to the throwbacks, but I'm not a fan.
I hate the throwbacks.
But I'm just happy the Packers are not wearing the generic normal uniform because that would have been the opposite of a color rush. The all-white joints are very, very smooth. So that's a good point. I mean, because it's hard, even though it happens simultaneously, sometimes having the same color of the gloves as the jerseys actually helps in our favor. But at this point, man, I'm telling Porter, man, keep your foot on the gas, man. But just go ahead and warm up to the referees, man, pregame warm up, man. Let them know, man, you were thinking about them. They're doing a great job.
That never backfired on you, right? Where you're like, how's the family? And the guy goes, my wife just left me. She's filing for divorce, right? That never backfired, did it?
No. But if that was to happen, my comeback game usually is on point. I would not have had a comeback for that. But you know what I would usually do, fellas? The referees who I would mention the family to would be kind of some of the older guys. So I'm like, I know he has to have. He had to produce some with somebody. He got a child or somebody out here, old as he is.
Pat, all right. Thinking of your cousin. B-Mac, here we go. The moment of truth right now. Steelers, Packers. Who are you picking, and who's going to be the star of the game?
And I know why. Why the Steelers lost, because we didn't do our call-in, because it was Thursday night, and I didn't give you the pick for the game and a score. Because the week before, I gave you Cleveland, and I gave you two players. I gave you Broderick, and I gave you Darnell. And both players in Cleveland stood up.
Yep.
So you know what? It's the fan fault that the Steelers lost to Cincinnati. So every member of the fan up there should get their nipples pierced.
Stop. I knew that's where this was going.
I agree.
It right now.
Every
All right.
member.
Who are you going
it's
with?
The fan fault.
Who are you going
All right,
with here?
So now, I got Pittsburgh. I understand they're the underdogs. I like Pittsburgh money line. Give me a score of 23-16.
Okay.
23-16.
And star?
And my star. Oh, boy. I'm going to keep it with a two-player star. We talked about Nick Herbig, so I'm going with the Nick Herbig because they're going to let him eat, and he is going to eat. And offensively, Jonnu Smith.
Ooh.
Herbig, Jonnu Smith.
Tight end. You had McBride catch two touchdowns against Green Bay last week. So you're on it. All right, B-Mac. We'll talk again soon. Also, good thing we didn't talk after Florida State Pitt, so we missed a chance.
No, we're not doing that right now. We're not doing that. We're only talking about good things right now. Florida State is on a bye week. We cannot talk football, Florida State.
Mike Norvell on line two. Got to get to him.
See you. See you, B-Mac.
I appreciate it.
Peace.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.